Bless you.
All right, this is Hendrick.
Raul.
Jose.
Josue.
Will.
And Victor.
Welcome to Blue Flamingo Podcast.
Blue Flamingo?
We don't have an official name yet.
This is podcast 3, and we have yet to create a name.
By the time this comes out, it'll have a name.
Hopefully Blue Flamingo.
But we didn't know what the name was.
Yeah.
So we're just spitballing ideas.
We've been spitballing ideas. The only reason why I say Blue Flamingo is because that, like, to me, that's like the name, because it came naturally. Like, it was just something Hendrick said, because life is like a big fan of Pink Flamingo.
Pink Dolphin.
Pink Dolphin? Yes. You were there, right?
We were there when he said Blue Flamingo.
Yeah. So we were at we were eating at Southport.
Can I get water?
And then we told Hendrick was, we were talking about
clothing
for Pink Dolphin. So then Hendrick's like, oh, what, you guys are talking about Blue Flamingo? So I was laughing about that, and I realized, because I was driving by Sawgrass, there's two streets right adjacent to each other, right after another. One was Pink Flamingo, the other one was Blue Dolphin. I'm like, yo, that's perfect. You have to switch up the colors.
So ever since actually that name like that?
Yeah, yeah, there's two streets like that, yeah. So I'm like, yo,
if you guys didn't know, we live in Florida.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I've never been over there.
Are you serious? Yeah,
that's why I like Blue Flamingo. But we still spitting-balling ideas.
Spitting-balling.
I know. I say spitting-balling. You got a problem with it?
Yes.
I got a speech impediment. You making fun of my dyslexia?
Bro, I'm the one who has an actual speech impediment.
You look like a speech impediment.
Bro, I mumble. I do. I mumble. Right there. I mumble.
Yo no sé hablar inglés.
I can't pronounce some words right. Or like you have like that mouth lock, like bro.
Yeah, sorry. Man. Like there's one song I did.
Yeah, who's outside?
I was supposed to say blood, and I accidentally said blun.
Hey, can you buy some water weapon?
Are you be stealing Chipotle cups?
For real, everybody got a Chipotle.
You get a Chipotle cup.
I have literally a crate.
If you check under your seat,
it's a Chipotle box. It's like a box.
You got a box of
Chipotle cups.
From where?
He's sponsored Chipotle.
I'm sponsored by Chipotle. Chipotle sponsor us.
Yeah. You know the kid that eats the burrito in the commercial? That's him.
That's me, bro.
Oh my god.
That's commercials?
No, I'm joking.
It's in the making.
I have yet to see like a Chipotle commercial.
They don't need one. They're that famous.
Usually on YouTube.
On YouTube, they say like, oh yes, we're out of GMOs or something.
A lot of people actually on YouTube, YouTubers, they get Chipotle sponsorships.
Yeah, I know someone, that has a Chipotle card for life that you can get free Chipotle.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it's free Chipotle for life.
Is it limited per day? Like, no, can I get like 5 burritos a day?
What's that squad?
I don't know. Chipotle all day. But Tony, you can't.
I'm buying Chipotle.
Anyone that, she's the only person that can use it.
Oh, okay, yeah. That makes sense.
So mommy told us about that, remember?
Oh, yeah.
She's like, there's cards.
How do you get those?
You get sponsored.
It's sponsorships that you get it?
Chipotle probably hits you with an email.
Apparently, I heard something about like, Chipotle closing down.
She mentioned Chipotle a lot. Really? Like, she eats at Chipotle.
No, dude.
So Chipotle,
they just
like,
started that, like, GMO free thing.
Yeah, I mean, like,
many people are going to go there more because they're tired of, like, non-organic stuff. So if anything, Chipotle's the way to go.
Sponsorship.
I'll take free Chipotle for life. Raul.
You think we can get posted by saying sponsorship a lot?
No.
Maybe, depending on the situation.
Who knows? Yeah.
No, like, what if iTunes just rejects our podcast?
Like, name, like, name, like,
name, so like, just got to get
sponsored. Name, like, name
the video. Too many.
To Chipotle.
We can't support you. We don't got the funds.
You guys eat too much. We can't do it. We'll lose too much.
Wait, but if for example, if sponsorships actually sponsor us, do they give us money? And equipment, or just money for equipment?
Like, no, they give us their product to promote.
Oh, so they give us product.
Yeah, so like,
so you get the stop in the middle of the podcast and be like, hey, eat a fucking Chipotle, because fucking Chipotle is awesome.
That's where like betas come from.
You look like say for example, we made like YouTube channels, they probably give us like Chipotle shirts or hats or some shit.
Yeah, to promote them.
Well, they give us like a prosthetic burrito that we could care about.
The shroud has been covered.
Can you play a song real quick?
What?
It's called Todo Cambio by Camila.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm gonna play it here.
Bro, Hendrick, he has an affixiation with like sad Hispanic songs. Like, Hendrick's lonely, bro.
Huh?
It's not what your girl said.
Sad Hispanic songs are the shit. Okay, nobody heard that, bro.
Beyonce?
Beyonce heard that, man.
He's only gonna be pretty a little bit.
You're so funny.
Yeah, a little bit.
So, I just realized what you guys said.
Well, I'm gonna play like a couple, like a sample.
Smooth.
Alright, so for anything, back to the situation where Victor was driving around in New York.
Oh, yeah, man. So we took a trip to New York.
He fell asleep at the wheel. And
No. Alright, so during the summer after my graduation, me and three of my friends, Hendrick, Victor, and Lawrence.
I can find you.
I graduated. Oh. Sorry, guys. I don't give a fuck. So we were like, yo, let's go on a trip to New York. Because Victor took a trip to London when he graduated. So
whatever. It was went to Guatemala. London and Paris.
Don't beg
yourself. Fucking brag about it, Victor. Yeah, I went to the old country, but
I went outside my house.
I went to my mom's backyard. That ain't sweet about that, man.
No, I paid for it myself. Nobody paid for it.
Do you see my house? I don't want to see the same people over again.
But yeah, so we're driving, right? We're halfway there. And at one point, Victor takes a turn to drive. And we're like, all right, Victor's going to start driving. But Hendrick and I are like, yo, Victor, you missed the exit. He's like, no, I didn't. And then he passes it.
We're like,
boom. And we're like, yo, you missed the exit. So we have to backtrack. And me and Hendrick at this point, we're mad, bro.
Because we drove the whole night. We made up a good time of like an hour, like just lowering the time.
We lowered the time by an hour. So that way we could chill for an hour and like not be behind the schedule. Because me and Hendrick spent the whole night driving back and forth. Victor and the other kid were sleeping. So we're cranky. When Victor, we had to do the U-turn, and then like the next exit was like 20 minutes away, and we're like, "Yo, Victor, man, you messed us up, bro."
No. It was like 10 minutes away, and because going back, it was like 20 minutes off.
Either way, we got backtracked.
It was
a lot, and we were annoyed. And we were annoying Victor. Like, I'll give him that. Yeah. And at one point, Victor gets mad, and he just swerves the car.
He goes, "See, we're going like maybe 80 miles an hour." He's like, "I got it, bro. I got it." He goes with the car like that,
but towards a ditch. So, dude, I thought we were dying. Like, Victor hit the whip so hard, and me and Andrew get so mad. We went.
No, dude, no, I'm not gonna lie. I got a little salt right now just because remembering.
Bro,
dude, he swerved the car.
Cut that memory.
There's four people in the car. If that shit flipped, we're stuck in, like, the middle of, like, South Carolina, not even Virginia.
No, we were in North Carolina.
But did you die?
North Carolina?
Bro, but still, dude.
The cold one?
This nigga has our lives in our hands, man.
But did you die?
All right, next
time. I died a little bit inside.
This guy swerves the car, bro. Everybody was saying that he was a horrible driver the rest of the way.
Hey, remember that time you ran that red light?
Yes, I remember.
Well, Victor today is running red lights, bro.
Victor's the one who messed up the car.
He doesn't believe in red lights.
Okay, first of all, I have run red lights. But when I was with Will driving, I did not run a red light.
No. Ni mierda. You ran a fucking red light.
Okay, Roll, do you know in our job, you know there's by the Bank of America, the light.
Yeah.
It was red, right? And I stopped. I actually did stop the car, but then I kept going. And he thought I was just gonna cross the street. But you know how making a right is like further.
Uh-huh.
I did that. I made a right.
Mm-hmm.
And he still thinks I ran a red light.
Because if you were there, you would know that was not the original plan. He was gonna fucking go.
I was gonna turn right,
Victor. I was there.
Oh, so you hit the right to cover up the red light.
No, exactly. He was going and he just tapped the brake. And he was like, hey, chill out. I'm just going to turn here.
I stopped completely.
You did not.
I did not tap the brakes.
You tapped it.
So mentiroso, man.
Hey, man. They complain about my driving.
Every time we go out,
I have to drive.
Dang. So.
Okay, man.
But it's okay, man. Because you know what? Victor, after 7 days of getting his car, bro. Victor was excited. He's like, yeah, dog, I just bought my first car. 7 days later, he crashes it. A bus destroys the back right side of the car.
The bus hit me, so I did not crash it. The bus crashed.
How did a bus hit you?
Yeah. A school bus, not a city bus.
You
school
rearview mirror?
Miss Frizzle don't know how to drive.
Miss Frizzle off the rails.
Move up. That way, you know?
Magic school bus sponsorship.
Magic school bus.
The school bus is going too fast.
Hey, Miss Frizzle was good though.
They just bought my hands. Nah, man. Then my car, I had my car for a month, and we were pennyboarding down a ramp, like a parking garage at the hospital. And I told Victor. Victor was in the car because he messed up his collar, his clavicle. So he's like, "Yo, I'm not pennyboarding down this thing anymore." I'm like, "All right, whatever." Me and Hendrick are going. Hendrick goes first. Pew! Gone.
He made that sound when he was going.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
So then I got on. I'm like, Victor, ride all the way down so that way I don't hit you or you don't hit me
and I told him,
middle of it. No.
And I told him,
shut up.
And I told him, you go first and I'll follow you down. So
I said, Victor, don't come with me. Literally, go wait at the bottom. Victor's like, all right, fine, just to shut me up. But he didn't. So I started and Victor's following me. And I'm like, yo, I'm going fast now. I'm like, I don't want to hit him or I don't want him to stop to make me crash. So I'm like, yo, Victor, just go over. So he passes me. And I'm riding down the penny board. I'm halfway through it. And then Victor gets tired. And he's like, yo, and Victor's like, oh, I don't see Raul anymore. Where's he at? So he stops the car. And right when he stopped, I was right behind him, though. That's why he didn't see me. So Victor stops. And there's no way for me to avoid my car. So I have to, like, I put my hands out to stop myself. And I hit the back right side of my trunk.
That's why it has a
to this day, I have, like, the marks, like, when my hands are put. Yeah, man. Victor's the one who ruins his cars. That's how it works.
Yeah, because I reached the bottom already, and I was already going all the way up. And I'm like, where's Raul? Oh, I don't know where he is. I'm like, let's just go to the bottom, whatever. I can't find him, though. We got to see where he is. Boom. We see, like, the nigga just roll and then just run it off. He got so mad, we were, like, literally, you ran pretty good distance, so I'll give you that, man. That guy ran for, like, let's say more than half a mile.
That was me just so I didn't punch a victim, man. I was mad, though, because I knew I dented my car.
It was good that you guys were already at a hospital then, huh?
We didn't go to the hospital. You think we actually go to the hospital?
Yeah, no, I don't go to the hospital.
Yeah, man. You know what happened with Victor? Victor, wait, who broke his shoulder or something?
Victor.
Broke
their arm? Victor broke his clavicle, man.
No, I mean like after when your parents were cleaning that.
Victor. Victor's the only one who... I never broken a bone. Oh.
Broom.
Broom.
All right, Victor.
I never broken a broom.
Forget you guys.
His parents were cleaning a restaurant or whatever, and then they were playing or something like that.
Yeah,
man. Victor falls off a counter. He broke his arm. They knew it was broken. They made a sling out of like a shirt that they found. They finished cleaning, then took it.
Yeah, we finished cleaning.
That's some real shit, though.
Yeah, man, because if not, they're going to lose their job. Like, yo, Victor, I'm sorry, but you got to suck it up. You gotta wait. So they finished cleaning it, then they brought it to the hospital.
Sorry, my bad.
But yeah.
I don't go to hospitals, man. Too scary.
Yeah,
I don't want them to tell me that I'm going to die.
That's the thing. Yo, for real, with me, I'm like, yo, I'd rather not know. Whatever. If I have cancer, I don't want
to
know it.
I haven't been to the doctor in like 10 years.
I've never been.
You fucking telling me, man. I haven't been to the doctor in 10 years.
You know, I've never been to a hospital ever since I was born. The only time, like, I only go to visit it. And for my flu shots and stuff for school, one time I never did it. We lied on the paper. We got away with it.
You gonna get Ebola, babe.
You gonna get swine
flu? No, but that was like in 6th grade. And then like in 8th grade or something, like the next year, you had to do it again.
Yeah.
We actually went to a clinic to go do it. But we did it like at a random ass clinic, bro.
That like 7th grade clinic?
What about dentists? I haven't been to one either.
I went to a dentist this past summer.
I had to go get your teeth checked.
Huh? I actually went to a dentist this past summer because my teeth were like killing
rotting.
Me. Yeah, and it was.
He has dentures now.
I haven't.
It was just. I was in a lot of pain, and at that point, and I was graduating that after, like at night, and it's been like a week that I was.
You had a lot of sweets,
huh?
You had a lot of sweets. Yeah. What was it?
Those ones. He had a cavity.
Oh yeah, I had a cavity. Just one. I'm surprised though. Yo, I thought all my teeth had a cavity.
His gums were very inflated. Mm-hmm. They were literally just covering up the tooth. It went to the point it was that bad.
Yeah.
It was sore. Yeah.
Checking my teeth right now.
But yeah, so that was the last time. Other than that, I've never been to a dentist.
The thing is, insurance wasn't a word in my family until like this year.
Insurance is still not a word in my family. Yeah, I never knew
what insurance. I thought it was normal.
I've been to a dentist. I went to a clinic to get a physical, bro. Funny as shit, bro. I didn't know that they were gonna touch my balls.
Yeah.
I'm actually afraid of going to a thing.
They're gonna be like, "Nigga, you got a small dick."
That's so funny.
No, but I seriously thought it was normal that, like, if you were sick,
smoke?
No, if you were shut up, if you were sick or if you were like hurting in an area, I seriously thought it was normal that your mom would say, "Oh, just don't worry about it. You know, it'll go away." I didn't know you had to get checked. Like,
yeah, that's the thing, man. Growing up, because I grew up in this Hispanic neighborhood, our parents were always like, yo, we got home remedies. You ain't going to the doctors. Hey, that's money.
Sana, culito de rata.
That was the cure for everything.
I would only be taken to the hospital if I literally had a broken bone. And not immediately either. My mom and dad.
We told them. We told them.
When you were in the bathroom.
But the program, Victor.
I've been to the hospital several times because I got stitches twice.
You were on the nicer side of poor. You know what I mean? Me and Victor were broke.
You guys stayed in Hollandale, huh? You guys don't have that issue. It's free healthcare for everybody there in Hollandale.
Yeah. It's just a different society.
Your family owns a hospital in Boca, right?
Yeah, they own three, actually.
Yeah, three, okay. I'm gonna make sure.
His parents are Hindu. His mom's a doctor, you didn't know that?
Yeah, his mom's a doctor, his dad's a dentist.
I wish.
His sister.
That's perfect, dude. If your mom's a doctor, and your dad a dentist, bro, you never go to the doctor.
His sister's a lawyer.
Meanwhile, my house, in actuality, still is under construction for the past 6 years.
Really?
Man, yeah, I don't have a kitchen.
All I
have is a stove and a
microwave.
Refrigerator.
That's a kitchen.
A kitchen?
That's a kitchen in my family, dude. He means like a countertop and like a table and like cabinets.
He's and
like,
a floor. He's like, it's still like full of plywood on the floor.
No way.
You can come to my fucking house, I'll show you.
So what, like, they know when you have the fridge?
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. That's where my dogs stay, too. I have my actual dogs, not my homies.
So why'd you get stitches?
I got hit with a bike.
Your mom got mad at you, threw a bike at you?
No, not that stuff. I was doing a cartwheel. This was back in, like, elementary. I was doing the cartwheel. My friend was riding. You know how we used to do the ramps on the sidewalk? We used to just go up the ramps. I was doing
the cartwheel. You mean the storm drains?
Huh?
Yeah, the storm drains.
I don't know what the hell they call it.
Right, they're the indented drains.
And then I was doing a cartwheel. My friend was coming. I didn't see him. And then he just came and hit me in the back of the head.
I actually lied. I'm not bad. I have been. I don't know if it was a doctor or something, but I've seen it. No, I've never been to the hospital. I've seen a doctor, though. I had to get staples in my head. Because one time, Victor, this was just when we bought the house. So Victor was out in the porch and he was playing and he got cut. Like he was bleeding like a little bit, you know, my parents were there. But me, because I was legit, I'm like, Victor's hurt, let me go get the Band-Aid. So I'm running and I run past the bar. But the bar here, now the corners, they have metal covering.
Nigga has a bar in his house and talking about poor.
They have no brackets on top.
No, that's another
stuff. That's still going to cut you open, dude.
No, it's not actually. Not as much. Because it was wooden, like, sharp. Like, so it literally, like, opened my skull. So my parents had to bring
skull.
Me.
I mean, it's
just, yeah. Not my skull, my bad. My the skin. No, yeah. I cracked my skull. I cracked it.
That's why he's so stupid.
You cracked your egg.
So funny. But yeah, so then I drove. So they brought me to the hospital. I got staples in my hand. I thought I was a badass nigga. I was like, yeah, bro. Hit me up. I got staples. I'm a jit.
Hey. Hey. You a dollar's about to fall out your pocket.
So what's the next topic you guys want to talk about
from
this podcast?
Pussy. I got another story when I got stitches. I was in my country, you know, churches, and how McDonald's have playgrounds and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was on that, and me, I was a little kid. I was a devil. And I was playful and I was jumping up and down in there. My mom said, don't jump around. And then there was like a nail sticking out.
Wait, so there was a nail sticking out in a child's playpen?
That's
why they don't have it no more. That he's one safe thing.
And I was jumping and jumping and jumping. I never stopped. And then I just like came to a point when I jumped high enough to hit the nail. And it hit me right here. That's why I got this right here.
What's it in between the eyes?
And
I was this. That's why I said I never.
I got stitches.
Nothing ever made sense the same again.
Yo, I remember I got stitches on my foot because I was playing tag in sandals like a Hispanic ass kid. And the thing was like I ran over a parking meter, but the thing was you know the
fuck.
You know the cement things where the parking thing is.
Yeah.
The one of them was broken and then some of the wire was coming out the metal steel thing, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
I ran past that. I tried to do like kind of a run like over it. I hit my foot hard. I thought I just hit my foot, so I'm like, okay, I'm good. I'm stopping my foot, making that shit go away or whatever. I'm running. I'm like, bro, my foot feels a little swollen. I take off my sandal. I was barefoot besides my sandal. I took off my sandal. The blood was getting dry, and I pulled it off, and all you see is, like, I look like a booger. Yeah, dude, and then the thing is, I go like that. I'm like...
You still got your toenail?
No, I didn't lose my toenail. I cut it, right here.
Okay,
right where the bone of the big toe is. I hit it right there. I showed you my stitches, my feet stink. And like I showed my mom and she's like, I deal with me, and then she kinda cried a little bit. I was like 8 and then we went to the hospital, got stitches, and I got like 4 stitches on my feet now.
And then there was this one kid in my school. He ripped his ball sack open. at school.
John Carlos. Hey, is John Carlos okay, man? No, because he's a relief
for that place. All right, look, he was part of the ROTC squad at my school. Sponsorship. So, like, you know, they're all like messing around and stuff. We were in ROTC and we're doing a PT.
Personal training.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Physical training.
That's what it is.
Thank you. Mr. ROTC.
Yeah, you're watch welcome. Out. Joe Sargent.
You were about to say Joe Sargent.
I told you I have a speech impediment.
All right, they were doing like free running.
And like, they were on the track.
Like parkour.
No, they didn't do it on the track.
No.
I thought we were at the track.
No.
No, dude, they were running in like an abandoned like trailer park.
Yeah, I just want to know how the fuck this nigga ripped his butt. That's how he did.
They weren't in school.
He was hanging out with Alejandro.
So...
Calm down, Lady Gaga.
Yeah, they were running in like an abandoned like trailer park, and then they had the like some of the houses they have like the cement like deck, and then had the ground. But I guess they had like a meter or whatever, like saying like kids at play or whatever.
Yeah.
And they broke it off. They jumped over, and then the first guy runs over. He goes, "Bro, Paul, watch out! Jump high as fuck." Well, the guy jumps over, and he's kind of fat though, so he jumps over, and then he goes, "Oh, dude, I think I hit my balls." He's grabbing his hand. He feels his hand wet. He's like.
Little tequila.
Did I just peek myself? And he goes like that, and it's blood. He goes like that. It ripped through his shorts, through his boxers, and he could literally hold one of his balls in his hand.
Hell no.
And then he sat down. When he saw, he realized that his ball was like out of it, out of the sack. Bro, he fainted.
He fainted.
Dude, he fainted. And he fainted and everything, and then they went to the hospital. But he's like, bro, it wasn't that bad that I ripped my balls. Like, it was awkward as fuck, like explaining to my mom. He's like, mom, me rompí la bola de los testículos, me rompí la bolsa. And then what was that? And then he's like, bro, it wasn't that. It's like after that, telling my mom wasn't that bad though, because I was okay. Just the fact that after the doctor did his stitches, he was rubbing his balls with the Vaseline. He said that was awkward as hell. He said he was getting a little hard, and it was a guy doctor. we called him Stitch for like the rest of the year.
Yo, that's fucked up.
Oh, seriously, like I ripped his ball sack in the whole school.
Stitch, I remember.
Yeah, saying call him Stitch.
Oh,
he was known as Stitch. They probably still call him Stitch though, but
on the low. His
monster. No, dude, he was real cool about it. Like if he's like, bro, I heard you ripped your balls. Like, yeah, you want to see his stitches? Well, like, he had pictures. He would show everybody.
He wasn't one of those dudes, but he, you know, like some dudes would be like, bro, stop talking about that stuff, man.
No, he's like, bro, you want to see those stitches? I still got them. Bro, he ripped open his ball sack and got to the point where he said that it was awkward though, because it was his friend's dad was looking at his ball. He's like, bro, you ripped your ball sack. Yeah, you.
I don't rip ball sack, and that's definitely one of those.
One of those ripped balls cases.
I wish I went to the doctor. He had to talk to the doctor. Like, what happened? I ripped my balls.
Look, all you gotta know is it's ripped. Fix it, man.
Help me.
Back inside. Make sure it don't come out.
I want to have kids someday.
I said that was probably the worst that I've ever heard.
Yeah, man.
That's like something you hear like on Scar.
I'm surprised he didn't die from like blood loss or something.
Really? No. Is there blood in your balls?
Yeah.
I thought it was just like...
Didn't you
like,
just say you like have blood on his hand?
Well, I'm saying like, I didn't know like it was a major vein, you know what I mean? I thought it was like, first you get like a little sack of like Vaseline looking gel type.
No, that's in your eyeball. Like the clear gel thing, that's in your eyeball. Like there's no blood in your eyeball.
Yeah, but pobrecito, he took his ball sack.
Come around.
Nah, like I was at Meadowbrook, right here across the street, and then I heard someone broke in. So like me and like my squad of cousins, we had like eight of us in there, and then we were just walking around.
And your sister, right?
Yeah, my sister was there. My sister's older than I am. And I think as we saw a window that was broken, I'm like, fuck it, I want to try to be cool.
Aren't
I was
you
like
playing baseball.
That was before, but we went to go explore. And then I was like 14 at the time. Actually, I was like 15, and I was like, I want to be cool about it. And then I tried to kick a window. I slipped. My foot goes. Phew! And then I take out a chunk out of my foot and had to go get stitches.
Hey, what the fuck is it with you and cutting your feet?
It's all the same foot though. No, but the thing is, though.
Still.
No,
that doesn't make it any better.
Like he fish.
Es que no aprendiste.
Yeah, no, like the thing was, the police knew that someone broke in, so someone called the cops on us. So by the time we were leaving, I was like all bloody from my leg and everything.
The proof is in the pudding, bitch.
Yeah, and then and the thing was, we were walking out, and then my aunt lives across the street from the school. So we're gonna walk there.
four, maybe five squad cars. Woo, woo. Lights up everybody. Everybody on the ground, right now. I was holding a bat at the time. We were playing baseball in like the school field. Because we were like, I don't know, we're Hispanic, we don't care. Put the bat down. I'm like, okay. I never got my bat back though. But like the thing was, they put us in a holding cell, and I was hiding my cut because I didn't want them to know that I kicked the window and broke. Because they probably like my quarter on property, and I got money. I was like 15. So then, meanwhile, we're in the holding cell. I go to the bathroom. I rip my undershirt and I start taking care of my cut, cleaning it up, make sure that there's no blood loss. I tied around my belt around my leg. I went home MacGyver on that. And then they asked us, hey, what were you guys doing? First, everybody said the same thing. We were playing, and then next thing you know, we went to go explore or whatever. We were just looking around. We didn't break anything. He asked me, said the same exact thing. He goes, what's on your leg? I'm like,
what are you, a cop?
What are you, a cop? I told him, I kicked the window. He's like, bro, you've been here for like 3 hours in that holding, so how come you didn't say anything? I'm like, I kicked the window. Like, he's like, we need to get you out right now. And then I could have sued him, supposedly. I didn't know that. But the thing was, like, when we got to the emergency room, my dad's like, that's not a pendejo, man. He's like, why would you kick a window? And then we get to the hospital, and the lady's like, oh, it's cleaned up real good, though. If anything, she just put a little bit of alcohol in it and anesthesia, and she sewed that bitch up.
That was the day Hendrik decided to become a doctor?
Nah, nigga, fuck that, man. I can barely do with blood.
Man, your feet stain, bro.
What's wrong with my feet, man?
But stain.
Okay, me quiente la culpa.
Not gonna lie to you right now, but after you told that story, testicle thing, I do not feel good. One bit.
No, we said his stomach.
My stomach hurts.
Yeah, I have had that before. Were you thinking about it? It just doesn't feel right.
I want to throw up.
Let's talk about PTSD.
Just hold that.
When we first heard it, it was bad. We wanted to throw up too.
Just water.
Yeah.
Just like if anything, throw up in your hat.
You really need to throw up.
Yeah, I really should.
The thing is sitting right there. Like,
imagine you can like.
Don't say it, please. I'm getting lightheaded.
Alright, we're gonna go get a different story. Alright, this is one time we almost got hit by a car.
Oh,
I used to have a beach cruiser. It was a big ass beach cruiser. You said that like a high as hell. He's like, let me use your bike. let me use your bike. Bro, first thing he does, he rides the bike, puts it like on the highest gear. The car's coming this way. All you see is like a good do this. Right in front of the car. He's like, bro, I like your bike.
The reason why you hear me and Hendrik are the ones who like mainly get hurt and mainly be stupid when we hang out is because Victor's like the dad of the group. Victor's like the dad of the group. So he's the one, he's the voice of reason. He's like, yo, guys, we shouldn't do this. But me and Hendrik are like, yo, we don't care. Let's still do it.
Fuck it, we're young.
Me, we had a moped when I was a kid. My dad found a moped.
Keyword, had.
Had. We had one, bro. This thing was badass, dude. It had a horn. I thought that was like my squad car because this was like one thing. I guess it was like, you know how when you reverse, you hear that me. You were able to do it like on command. There was a button for it, so I acted like it was a police car. I was like, you know, making the police sound. And then at one point, Victor got out of school later than me because he went to a different school. I got out at 2. Victor got out at 4. So we were doing that, and then what's it called? I was riding. Over where the bus stop is, I was riding up and down the street, going up and down ramps with my little thing because I thought I was a badass nigga riding a moped. And there was this giant hill over by the school. And I would go up it and I would go down it really fast. I would gun it down. And there were spots to put your feet at so, you know, you wouldn't leave it hanging. I thought I put my foot down and I thought I hit that, but in reality, I hit the floor. So I put my down hard. I put my foot down. Like I slammed it, and all you see is the bike flip to the right. It was like in a movie. It was going straight, and then it flips like forward on the side, and it was rolling. And my dad sees it, and he's like, "Oh, this idiot!" So he drives over to me, and then he sees me. I was in the truck, and he was in his truck. So he brings the truck around, and he sees me on the ground, bro. I was sobbing. My elbow was like blood everywhere. I was like, "Oh man, I thought I broke a bone." My dad was like, "You didn't break anything, idiot. You can still move it. You just cut yourself real bad." So we stayed at the bus stop. My dad didn't take me home. We're already here. We're going to wait here. So he pulls out like a dirty towel and he like covers my arm up cleaning it. And then I had to sit there for like 30 minutes waiting for Victor to get back from school. And then the moped was broken that day. Worst day of my childhood.
I remember that day. Like I was in because we've had it for like how long ago? Like, it was like a week or something?
No, we had it for long. We had it for like a month or two.
A month or two. And every, you know, like it came to a point where it was a routine that he would come on the moped, and since he would ride it there, I get to ride it back. So that day I was really excited. I'm like, yeah, I get to ride the moped, I can do this and that. I see the truck. I'm like, oh, they're gonna pick me up. And I see Raul with like a towel wrapped over his arm. I'm like, is everything all right? And I go up to my dad. I'm like, Dad, can I ride the moped?
Damn, Raul fucked up the chances for everybody.
Just, yeah, my dad was like, no, Raul broke the moped. Like, did he? Yeah, he saw it.
Yeah, man, I was like, what? I was like 7, 8-ish. Of course I was sobbing, man. That shit should have killed me. I could
have
died.
We can never have nice things.
Because Raul wants to go down every fucking hill he sees.
I break everything. I broke Victor's TV, man. Victor paid like, what? It was like $800
Samsung TV.
Bro,
it's the new one. It's when the Spartan
sponsor spent Samsung.
Don't worry, my sister bought my TV. Bro, he bought, it was when the smart TV started coming out.
Bro, it was nice. Shit. It was badass, bro. Like, I would send pictures to my friends and be jealous. Like, bro, man, how'd you get that? Like, yo, Victor paid for it, man. Victor got a job. He's spending money. So, and we had it for a couple months. We had it for like 7 months. That thing's still badass. You know, I was like, oh, man, this thing's so cool. At one point, we were cleaning our room. 7 months?
What are you talking about?
We had it for 7 months. How do you feel? I know the months because I counted. Yes, the warranty was
probably
really
short.
Yeah, so then at one point we were cleaning the room, and it was me, Victor, and Hendrik. And Hendrik said something that got me really mad.
No.
So I grabbed a thing I stole from the Museum of Science. Yes, I stole stuff. And then
I constantly tell him, don't throw stuff in the room, you're gonna break something. He always thinks,
no, man, whatever. So I throw it, but like I released it too soon, like it slipped my finger and it goes right at the TV. The TV was off, so I'm like, oh no, don't worry. I go to the screen, I look close, see, there's only a little scratch. I'm like, oh, dude, no, don't worry. Nothing's wrong. We turn on the screen, the TV, whole screen, like on the left side.
Spike.
Gone, bro. Spikes all over. I was like, oh no.
That's when I started scrapping, man. You getting hit.
I had to walk out, because I just walked out.
Victor had no words, bro. Victor had no words. He was like, oh, man, no.
Fucking idiot.
Victor was so mad, bro.
How many fucking
And to this day, that was funny, because my mom, and I don't know about my dad, but my mom still thinks it was Hendrik who broke the TV. Even though I was like up and down, so I'm like, yo, I broke the TV. She's like, no, Hendrik broke it.
You would have got hit twice.
I don't know, man. Yeah,
really? Yeah. I'll tell your mom, like, listen, I didn't break the TV. Wrong with it. Nah, because like, I usually, his mom catches me at the time that I'm doing something reckless. Like,
one just
time,
now, remember? She got you with the tortilla.
Oh, yeah. I put a hot ass pupusa, like, wrapped in tinfoil. I put it on the back of his leg just to burn him. But, like, I think it was one time we were messing around in the house or whatever. I had a little plastic ball. I threw it. I didn't mean to hit him in the face. But she's right behind Raul, and all I hear is, ow! She said, you could pull an eye out. He can lose an eye. He can be blind in one. I'm like, yeah, you were blind before it was cool. Damn. So yeah, and then we were playing basketball with Victor, and then the ball was about to go out, so I thought that I could get the ball.
You're playing basketball
with my foot, so I kicked his hand.
He decides to kick it.
Yo, leave your feet alone. Be like,
I was
stop.
Reaching for the
like,
ball, and he kicked the ball. He missed the ball, and he hit my finger. That was the end of playing basketball that day.
I think that's the last time that's probably the last time me and Victor ever played basketball together. That was like
right.
Maybe like 8 years ago.
You're right.
We never played basketball.
We played other sports.
Like. I play other things, basketball with other people, but not with you.
Yeah, I know. We play like football. Remember
frisbee.
With Tony and Jay?
Ultimate frisbee.
Water polo.
Lacrosse.
You play those. How do you play those swing?
Pause.
You gotta pause first. So, moving aside from.
Rip ball sacks and
all that other good stuff.
The hospital day.
Apparently, Xbox's lineup is pretty good this coming month. The releases are gonna be good.
Sponsorship.
Yeah, it's up. I'm playing Xbox all day. Hey,
any games you guys excited for that are coming out?
I'm really excited for Rainbow Six Siege. Mm-hmm. I've seen that since like it first like was talked about. Like I read something because I was always a Tom Clancy fan. I would read some of his books. As a jet, I would read his books. Like, that's impressive, man. Those books were huge. I would read some of his books.
Mr. Advanced Reader over here.
Hey, yeah,
baby. Mr. Fifth grade reading level.
Wait, just chill.
In Hollandale, they have a nice
school. Oh, you're so funny. You're so funny.
Thanks, man. I try.
But yeah, so I was always a fan of Tom Clancy. And one of my favorite games of his was, it's always been like a Splinter Cell series.
What?
This thing. I would always play all the Splinter Cell games. And then that got me into this one game called Rainbow Six Vegas 2. And I was like, yo, this game's badass. Like, you're playing as a SWAT team. You're fighting terrorists in America, like, in malls and buildings.
Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas. It was all over in Vegas. It was crazy. And I was like, yo, dude, this thing's crazy. Casinos, you're fighting around, and you could, like, customize your guns, this and that. I was like, yo, this game's off the chain. And for the time, like, that was my first, like game like that. So I was like, yo, dude, this thing's amazing.
First-person shooter game.
And then, like, when I beat it, I was like, yo, when's the next one coming out? And nothing ever came out. Like, Tom Clancy stopped, like, producing games. I was like, what the hell? Like, only, like, Splinter Cell was out. And I enjoy them, but I'm like, yo, I want more games like this. And then I saw that game come, like, I read, like, something about, like, oh, something similar to...
Keep going.
But yeah, so then, Sorry, host. Will was asleep, so Henry gave him a... What is it called?
A wet willy.
A wet willy.
Yo.
Yeah.
I heard the bubbles.
Someone give us a willy sample.
But yeah, so I read about it, and it was talking about how it's going to be, like, really similar to Rainbow Six Vegas 2. I was like, oh, no, it's crazy. So when the trailer came out, I thought this game was the best game in the world. I'm like, yo, I can't wait. I already pre-ordered it. I already put down, like, $30. I'm already halfway through paying it. That game, I'm excited for. That's like my top game.
No.
Another game?
My top game has to be
Animal Crossing 3.
Hands down.
Oh,
Wars Battlefront 3.
So you're excited for the new one?
Battlefront?
Yeah. Battlefront.
No, it's 3? I thought it was just Star Wars Battlefront.
Star Wars Battlefront. You know, Blades of Glory.
Yeah, man. Man, that game too, bro. Because me and Victor as a kid, like, that was our game. No, that's actually my favorite game of all time. Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Because
I think that's the best game
I've played. PlayStation 2 growing up.
Yeah, I was a PlayStation fanboy. I switched to Xbox.
We had PlayStation, but we both.
Man, you guys say it. You guys are poor.
That was all we had, dude. I didn't buy clothes. I bought that. I would literally rock the same clothes all the time. I spent my money where I wanted to.
I still had clothes from when I was younger because I'm just used to having clothes. Like, I gotta save
it. Yeah, for me, I don't care. That's why I don't get much clothes. I'm like, yo, if they fit me, I'm gonna wear it. I'm gonna wear these certain clothes. I'm gonna go for it. I'm gonna spend my money on my Xbox and stuff.
I didn't start buying clothes until, like, my freshman year. Same. My mom always was like, she used to clean houses. And, like, for rich people over in Hollywood, where you live.
Oh,
shit. They would give her, like, their old clothes, and she would give it to us. And that's how we would go to school, and we would rock that shit. And ninth grade year, I was like, Ma, check this out. I can't be rocking this shit. Gotta show this at Harvard University. I didn't go to Harvard University.
You're wearing, like, shit that has, like, Brown College or something.
Nah, man. That game.
But yeah, so me and Roll, we had PlayStation. we didn't have much games that you could play with.
Kind of the movie.
So, yes.
The other thing is, that same thing would happen to my dad. My mom would bring clothes or whatever. So my dad had one of those, like, dry fit shirts that had, like, some, like, plain technical company, whatever. And then some guy walks up to him, he's like, bro, yeah, you used to work there too. My dad's like, oh, shit.
But yeah, man. Yeah, so we were PlayStation kids, and we didn't have much two-player games. Like, the only thing we had were, like, Lego Star Wars. That was off the chain, too. But, like, we would only have, like, those two types of two-player games. But Star Wars Battlefront 2? That was the game me and Victor would play all the time. I would play Galactic Conquest. The story was off the chain too, but, like, we would play Galactic Conquest.
And we'd do it different ways. Yeah, like, we'd be the same team.
Different team. And we would always fight to be able to use, like, the special character. It was usually a Jedi. And you would have to, like, press right. Me and Victor broke our remotes all the time. Like, we'd have to buy, like, a new remote, like, every other week. Because we would smash the buttons to be able to get it. Because I'm like, all right, Victor, it's my turn. He's like, no, it's not your turn. It's my turn. I'm like, no, it's my turn, bitch. And then, like, we would just break the controller. And yeah, so when I heard there was a new Star Wars Battlefront game, that was the day, man. I was at work. I stopped working. I was like, I'm done. I walked to the back and I just sat watching the trailer for like 5 times. Those are the two games.
Side note, I'm really excited for the new movie, The Force Awakens 2. But back to games. Like, are you excited for any specific game?
At first I was excited for Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk?
Because I was like, yo, Force Gear 5, finally.
Lil Wayne's in that, man.
Apparently, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he is.
But, apparently, according to people who've played it, it's horrible.
Is it?
Glitches everywhere. There's a huge patch. Like, it's like, the patch to patch up, I don't know, whatever that means.
The patch to patch up.
Sour Patch Kids?
It's like, more memory than the game itself.
More memory than the game itself?
Yeah. The patch is basically to fix all the stuff. But it's still horrible, apparently. So, they basically put on the shelves an unfinished game. That's why people are like, oh man, the game's horrible. The storyline is just eh. It's basically the same levels, just in different places. Mm. So I was like, I don't want to buy it no more.
That's what happened with Dying Light to me. Like, I was really hyped over that game. Because I didn't have money at the time, so I couldn't buy it. I'm like, yo, I'm going to wait a month. I'm going to get this game. Because I was really hyped. I was like, yo, this is a free roaming zombies game? What? And then I heard, like, it was fun for, like, a little bit. But after a while, it gets really repetitive. And I'm like, oh, man. I would think, like, you know, there's a lot of story to it, this and that. And it's like, no, it's just you're doing the same thing over and over again. It's like the first Assassin's Creed. You would do the same thing over and over again, except in, like, different cities where, like, the buildings would switch spots. Like, they would flip it around. That's it. They wouldn't do anything new to it. I heard that about Dying Light, and I'm really disappointed over it. I'm sad.
I went for the new Tomb Raider.
Oh, I just finished the Definitive Edition. The first one that they did. Like, I don't know if you bought it on the
Xbox. Oh, no, it's free.
Oh, it's free?
It was the free game of the month. It was the
free game. So, we downloaded it, and I saw it, and I'm like, oh, I'll play it. Because I was a big Tomb Raider. Playing with my older brothers and sisters.
Older kids. We would play Tomb Raider as kids. Like, because we were broke, we had one PlayStation in the house for the family. No. That was back when we were dead. Like, we were...
Well, so still has a Super Nintendo.
I wish I had one.
The only system he's ever had.
Nope, I already explained to you, man. I already explained to you guys. We chose our money to go to games. That's it. I didn't choose it for clothes.
So while they would play, we would just watch. And it was like a group effort, because back then, it wasn't like, oh, follow the path. No, you actually had to, like, figure out puzzles.
Yeah, no, there was no hints. There was no, you might have to do it. No, it was literally, it was just like, get to the end. That's all it said. Get to the end.
And it was a team effort to, like, find out, oh, so what if we go there? Oh, go there. Do this, do that.
It would be my brother, my older sister, my other older sister, my cousin, me, Victor, and then, like, give or take, like, another two people from their friends. And they would sit there and they would, like, you know, decide as a group what to do, what not to do. And, like, given it was with Hispanics who didn't understand much English, so it was a little hard. But, yeah, man, those are the days. Those are the days.
My favorite back, I don't know why, but I always thought the Uzis were, like, the best.
Yeah, guys. The Uzis, man.
Like, I was like, I was a nerd, so I was a kid. So, as I was playing this game, like, I literally finished, got 100% on the game yesterday. Mm-hmm. So, the whole time I've been playing the game, it felt like I was, you know, starting a new game. Because have you played the first game?
No.
No?
I think I played the demo.
It's basically her origins. Like, they redesigned the story for her origin.
Okay.
So, it's showing how she evolved and stuff like that.
Angelina McFoley?
Huh?
McFoley? I didn't know Angelina McFoley existed.
It's not her either. They got
a new girl.
And, she actually did play the part well. Like, once you get 100%, you get videos and stuff, you'll see her. Anyways. So you're playing the game, and I felt like I was playing a new game, but at the same time, it felt very nostalgic and familiar. Like, her movements, the way she acted and all that stuff, like, it fit in. I'm like, wow, I feel like I'm playing Tomb Raider, but, like, a good twist on it. Like, you know, starting over and seeing her grow, not just being a badass instant, you know? So I'm really excited for the new one, too.
I saw The Visit the other day. That movie's garbage as fuck.
The what?
The Visit.
And look, the grandma? It's PG-13.
Yeah, bro. How you gonna expect that? Nah, bro. I'm sorry. Like, every single scary, air quotation, scary movies is really bad. As really, I don't know. They tried to do the same thing.
Except, I heard,
like,
The Gallows was ass.
No, like, the only good movies that have come out lately is Sinister.
Yes.
That was hands down the scariest movie I've ever seen.
October's coming right now, man. These are the scary movies that come out. In October.
Yeah, but hey, Paranormal Activity, the next one, I don't know.
Well, Paranormal Activity, like, the numbered ones or some shit like that. I don't know about that, but I stopped being scared of Paranormal Activity, like, after, like, the first 10 minutes of the first one.
The marked ones, that was a good one. That was only Hispanic one. I was like, yeah, shout out to my family. You see, like, the grandma go, like, it's a brujia. I'm like, oh, snap.
Brujeria.
I was like, oh, snap. Yeah, the grandma
says, you are Chinese, man.
Oh, you're so funny.
I forgot who it was. It was Westy. I showed Westy it, and I'm like, he walked on watching it. I was like, yo, man, my family sent me a videotape over the thing. I'm like, or email. You should watch it. And he was watching it. And then he's like, yo, man, your people are crazy, man. And I was like, yeah. And I'm like, and then it gets to the weird part. He's like, yo, what's going on? I'm like, I don't know.
It's my first time seeing it, too.
I was like, bro, they ain't doing that, man. And then what gave it away is that my computer, when it has a notification, it logs off the full screen.
Uh-huh.
So when it logged off the full screen, it was like, bro, this is a movie.
Now thinking about it though, I can believe that it's your family, bro. Like they look the same. You look similar.
Really? I'll tell you yeah. What, man. My grandma ever told me to get in an oven, there better be tortillas in that. If not, she better be ready to throw some hands.
Yo, GG,
I'm getting my tortillas,
bro. That's why I don't want to watch The Visit. Just because I saw the rating. I heard it's PG-13, and called? I was like,
Unfriended. Heard that was terrible.
That was
isn't that the Miley Cyrus one?
No, that was the Skype one, right?
The Skype one.
Where that was like, what was that, like an independent film?
No, it was made.
Like a YouTube film?
No,
it wasn't an MTV?
No, it was here. It was
here in Florida. Who
produced the film?
I'm trying to remember.
I forgot what channel it was. I think a channel produced it.
No, not a channel didn't make it.
Really?
No.
That was like a VH1 original.
No, if that was the case, it wouldn't have been in theaters. Right?
No, yeah, some of them do.
It could have been.
But no, but it wasn't, because it was actually like in all theaters. Like, like whenever TV, like, whatever network makes a
business. He's dead in the head. He's dead asleep.
Whatever. Any games you're excited for?
I'm not that much of a gamer. I wasted my money on clothes when they
yeah. Hedrick would buy clothes while we buy gifts. That's what I'm telling you. We're poor except we put priorities in different things. Yeah. No, but what game I'm actually really disappointed in is Guitar Hero. I was always a Guitar Hero fanboy. Like, I love Guitar Hero. You can ask Hedrick.
There's no one coming.
Yeah, that's
I'm already disappointed in it because now it's only three notes. It's not the five, and I'm like, what? Because apparently now it's supposed to be faster. But I'm like, no, that's not the Guitar Hero I know. Yeah, it's really easy. You only have three notes because. When I first started playing Guitar Hero, I was like, it first came out, I was like, yo, this game's awesome. My brother-in-law, he wasn't at the time, but he turned into my brother-in-law. He bought the game. He had a PlayStation 3, and he bought it, and he was like, yo, this game's awesome. Play it. I was like, all right, me and Victor will play it. We were terrible. But ever since then, we would, like, constantly play it, and we certainly got better. Victor was always better at it than me, but I always loved the game, too. And at one point, Hendrick actually bought it. And we would spend literally every day after school, like, yo, Hedrick sells Guitar Hero? Yeah. We would go get Chinese food and then go play Guitar Hero. So to this day, like, even in like 2015, we would play Guitar Hero 3 because that game was that good. It's just three. We only played three.
Only three.
Only three. That's
a little
it.
Bit of DJ Hero. No,
and then Rock Band 2. Like,
there's a new Rock Band coming out.
Yeah. I don't know about I haven't heard anything about the Rock Band, though.
You can use your old Rock Band guitars.
Ah, yes.
I have them.
Have you heard of that game? I forget what it's called, but like it's
what?
It's similar to Rock Band or Guitar Hero, but you actually have to use like an electric guitar.
Oh yeah, it's
The puedes poner ese asiento aquí, así se sientan los oyentes.
You guys, she walks away like looking like Frankenstein. Alright, that was Victor's mom. If you guys didn't hear that, we didn't introduce her because I don't think she was going to be in it, but now she is.
How long is this one?
Alright, so where were we?
Guitar Hero. The
other one? Was
the new one? I don't know. It just called. All I heard it was Guitar Hero. I think Guitar Hero Legends or something. I could be wrong, though. But I don't know. I'm really disappointed. I don't like the fact that there's only three. It's supposed to be really slow.
Fast-paced?
Yeah. After Guitar Hero World Tour, like the sales got really down. That's the thing.
Apparently, in the new one, the crowd reacts.
Yeah, the crowd reacts.
Don't know how. How's that?
It's supposed to be if you're doing. I don't know.
Wasn't that an all guitar game?
No, when it actually like dead ass like reacts, like the jumps, say your name, this and that. I'm like, what? I don't care for that.
So they're gonna be.
They focused a lot on that.
Do they mess you up? It'll be a thing if they mess you up.
No.
Like, you know, they knock the little thing, the little trail that's coming in.
I'm pretty sure that they can't throw stuff at you if you're doing that bad. You know where you go into, like, the red?
Uh-huh.
They start throwing stuff at you, which I think is pretty cool.
But
I,
can stuff here.
I don't know if it's real or not.
Does it make a challenge for the keys?
Probably. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Any games you're excited for? Mr. 360?
Who I say? I don't really play video games, man. I'm just...
What happened, man? You fell off, man?
Fell off? I was never on.
They canceled Mortal Kombat X for the 360.
Yeah, they're canceling 360 Xbox Live after this month. After this year. In January, there's no more... There's not going to be any more Xbox Live. He works at GameStop, and he told me that. He's like, no more Xbox Live on the 360. Xbox Live services are cutting off. I find really stupid is because the new Black Ops 3... Call of Duty sponsorship.
Yeah. It's on 360.
It's on the 360, except it doesn't have the story. It only has multiplayer and zombies. because they're like, oh, you know, for the 360, it's you have to have too much memory to install that game. You can't use the campaign.
True.
Yeah, no, it's true. But I'm like, how are you going to only have multiplayer and zombies? And it costs $50. They only took $10 off of the store. But the Xbox Live is going to be done at the end of December. Dude. So you're going to have, like, what, a month or two to play the game? And that's it?
Do you know how much money they're going to lose for that? Like...
So it's just moving over to Xbox One now? It's all moving over to Xbox One now?
Yeah, I mean, like, that's what happened. That's what happened with the original Xbox after the 360 came out after a couple of years.
What if you have Xbox Live Gold? Which is apparently is a different type of
system. It's the same thing. No, like, Xbox Live services in general.
Gone
off the 360. You have to buy an Xbox One.
That's my Netflix. That's Netflix and chill with
Netflix, man. Hey, man, PS3 Network, we're good now.
I'm about to trade. Much is limited edition. It makes sense. Y'all know.
Yeah, R2D.
Really, it does.
Yeah,
bro. I thought you were joking, but all I get is a Snapchat. Yes, like, yo, you guys thought shit was sweet.
Please, bro, let me know. Why did you tell me that?
I said y'all thought this shit was a game. I had it.
I saw it. That's fine. I still had that. I was listening to the same thing.
Okay, how'd you get it? Because I've actually really done something.
Like I said, I didn't. It was like my sophomore year. My homeboys. Like, they were all, like, pretty into games. And I was, like, left out because I don't fucking have money for that. So then they were like, oh, you know, your birthday's coming up soon. We're all going to pitch in. We're going to get you this shit. Because one of my homeboys, a kid he knew, who had some money, had some... Shut the fuck up.
You know, his friends over in Hollander where he lives, you know.
Yeah, anyway, he had some money. So, like, it was a limited... He didn't want it, so he was going to sell it, whatever. So they got it on the cheap, and they're like, oh, look, we're going to give this to you. You can fucking play with us. You know, we're going to put you on. Which is like,
hey, that's the homies, damn, bro. Yo. Damn, that's the homies.
Yeah, man. Like, they live up in Miramar. Those are my homies.
That's close to Hondo, right?
Yeah, it's close to Hondo, bro. Coincidence? I think not.
But yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, at first, I didn't understand, like, oh, shit. You know, I thought it was like, oh, like, whatever. It's just makes noise. But then I started, like, oh shit, this actually worth a little bit of money.
Yeah, it is, bro.
Oh, so I thought that either you or one of your friends like built it, like modded it.
Oh no, it came from special edition.
So. Yeah, I remember hearing about that.
They have a Halo one.
Yeah, I know the Halo.
I think the Xbox 360 you're talking about, it came out with when the Kinect first came out. It was terrible. But they had a Star Wars game. Bundle, and that's Star Wars bundle. Yeah, the Star Wars bundle. That's how you got that one. The Xbox 360 with the
remote's gold too, man.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
So fresh.
The Forza one.
Cool.
The Forza Xbox?
Yeah.
The Forza one that just came out for the one. Forza.
Oh.
Makes car noises.
You
didn't get that one, did you? No, I didn't get that one. I got the Elite. It's coming out November 3rd.
With Xbox the Elite controller. Microsoft, it's sponsorship. Just give me Xbox games. I'm happy. I'll talk about you all day.
Game paddles.
The one game I'm actually really excited about is The Crew. Have you heard of that?
No.
The racing game?
You play that shit right now. We with The Crew, homie.
Yeah, no. It hasn't come out yet, though. It's weird, because they've been talking about that for a long time. Like, that was back when Titanfall came out.
Which one is that one? Is that the crew? Where you're driving and switching to other people's car? Yeah,
it's where you have a crew of car drivers, and you can switch from each person in a city. It's a free-roaming thing, but you can also play online. Like,
kind of like Watch Dogs?
No.
It's like Grand Theft Auto, actually. I'll say that. It's like a free room, except you don't get out the car. It's just you're in the car, at least in my knowledge.
So it's like Need for Speed Underground 2.
Yeah, exactly. Except new graphics. You can change your car in the middle of a race. You can switch from person to person. You can play with your boys in the story. Like, they can be part of your crew.
So it's like Madden, but car racing, where you switch player to player.
Yes, question mark. But that game was really good, man. Like, the graphics, crazy. It is good. But it's in production for a long time now. It's been in works.
I'll switch it up in my free time. But looks like we're running out of time.
Have we not been running out of time for like the past?
People got curfews. That's why I fell asleep a long time ago.
Yeah, that's why he's in silence.
You haven't heard any random screamings out of like.
What a worth like, I think.
All right,
thanks for watching our videos.
That was a podcast.
Listening
to
a podcast.
Get your life together,
Raul.
I'm sorry, man.
Get together.
I'm a YouTube kid. Just chill.
All right, I gotta say my ending line again. That was a podcast.
That was a podcast.
Bruh. That was a podcast.